free shipping.
Democrats not too happy with the White House's new spending plan. I'll tell you why. Chicago's mayor is dumping out. Mayor Daley not going for the re-election. Rahm Emanuel's name, mysteriously is coming up. Well, he did such a great job in his role at the White House. Why not? She said sarcastically. Hey, everybody, this is America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney, and we're hanging with you throughout this whole hour from coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. If you want to be a part of the show, don't be shy. Belly up to the bar and dial in these digits, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. A couple of things right off the top, burning hotter than ever. Before anything's even happened, is the controversy over this teeny tiny church in Gainesville, Florida, where the pastor there is planning on burning copies of the Quran from 6 to 9 on Saturday, September 11th, for a couple of different reasons. One, to say we're not taking this anymore with Islamic extremists, and also to honor the people who were killed on 9/11. General Petraeus says this is a big bad mistake because it's going to end up leading to the deaths of soldiers and perhaps civilians. In his own words, here's what he said.
We're very concerned about the implications of a possible Quran burning in the United States.
All right. Very concerned. And that's it in a nutshell. Concerned because of, as I said, the fact that people are already starting to protest. Bottom line is, though, any excuse will do to go after the Western world. Hey, we know that. When we're talking about extremists, that is. And that's, after all, what we are talking about. We're not talking about moderate Muslim people who live in the United States who are doing the deals that they do in their neighborhood, living as any other American, because no matter how you feel about this, and trust me, I'm right there with you, because I wasn't sitting on some couch and some sofa somewhere else in the country. I was in the middle of this in New York City, and I lived and breathed the horror show front and center. So, you know, the bottom line is still no Osama bin Laden or no trace of what happened. I truly believe the Saudis are protecting him or somebody else with some serious bucks. I mean, come on. And in the meantime, here we are talking 9 years later, not so much about honoring the people, but about what's happening with this Quran burning and what is this pastor doing? Is it going to endanger other people, not endanger other people, or is it just, listen, we live in America. It is the land of the free, the home of the brave. So if we truly say that you might not agree with what some people do of burning of flags or other things that they do in protest measures, somebody has the right to do that, whether it's in New Jersey or Florida or whatever. Or if people, you know, say, listen, you can't do this because it is a holy item that you're burning. This is a sacred word to Muslim people. It's the same thing as burning Bibles. And we've seen in other countries that Bibles have been burned. So this issue is going nowhere. I mean, this tug of war is going to continue all the way through till Saturday. Yes, there's going to be more protests both here in the United States and I think overseas, certainly in Afghanistan, Pakistan, you know, you name it, pick a place. And I'm sure that it's happening. The pastor says he understands how Petraeus feels, but he is not determined. He is not deterred. He is determined to do what he thinks is correct at this point. And then why should we cower backwards instead of facing it head on? That's not the only controversy. We know that still is the Islamic Center that's going up a couple of blocks from Ground Zero, and this is split right down the middle. It's like an earthquake went through the center of lower Manhattan. the people who say, this is screwed, this is stupid, I don't understand it, why is this happening? And the people who say, we live in America, this is freedom of religion, and if somebody wants to do that, they have every right to do it, even if it makes you sick to your stomach. So these are the two tenets of two different things happening, but all related to one thing in a way, and it is 9/11 and the people who perish and how you look at that and how you feel that should be honored or portrayed or dishonored by some of the things that are happening. The Rabbi David Saperstein has been pretty vocal about what he says is Islamophobia and the slamming of Muslim people, and he says that sickens him. Here are a couple of his comments.
These people seek to divide and conquer. They do damage to America across the globe. They do damage to us internally. They seek to tear us apart from within. Such actions, such speech are a betrayal of the promise of America. They erode our national well-being.
All right, so you get it. He's saying that you heard the last comment there, erodes our national being. Let's go to Rick, who's in Illinois. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
Hello, Kate. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
You playing Nail the Score?
Nail the Score is on Thursday in our third hour.
Third hour?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a game that night?
Thursday night, Thursday into Friday.
Oh, you're going to do a weekend game?
Well, it's Thursday night. Like, it's technically where most people would be listening, a lot of you anyway. It would be your early morning Friday.
Yeah.
So it's Thursday, though, really.
Oh, okay. But I said that. I thought there was a football game Thursday night, but you're going to pick a Saturday
game. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. Yeah, there is, but we're not going to count. We're not going to go with that one. We're not going to go with the Minnesota-New Orleans game. That won't be on the board. I mean, we'll tell you what happened because that's the kickoff game, but we're gonna do one of the other games. The computer
Sunday
will pick
game.
One of the others. Yeah.
Okay.
What's one of the other Sunday games? Or
okay,
Monday.
Okay, that's what I got mixed up at.
All right.
But this preacher down there, I don't know what his thinking is. He just... You know, leave a sleeping dog lie, you know. Burn that crayon ain't gonna solve nothing.
Well, it's not gonna solve anything, but he is getting publicity for it, and what he is saying, because he's determined about this, that the extremists are a cult, and so this is the way to say, listen, we're not gonna back down from this. Why should we back away from this fight? But, you know, you have the State Department saying it's un-American. You have other leaders coming out and denouncing it. And, you know, here's the bottom line. You're right. What is it going to do to stop the extremists? The answer is nothing. It just draws attention, though. He's trying to say, hey, you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to draw a line in the sand and say, you know what? Screw you. This is my country, and I am going to burn a Quran if I want to burn a Quran. You know what? I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it because those people were killed. And who's standing up for the people that were lost their lives in an instant when the World Trade Centers went down and what happened at the Pentagon and in the field in Shanksville? All right, don't forget about Thursday. Mark that down, everybody, as we just did a little promo there, thanks to Rick. Remember, it is Thursday. Yes, I know there is the football game before that, but we're going for the other ones. And that'll happen this week on America Tonight. Wow, Nail the Score back already. Stay with us.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me.
All right, if you're keeping track, there's only 55 days until the midterm elections. You know, it's funny. I read this somewhere. I don't know where I read it, but it was just an interesting reminder. We've talked about this. And, in fact, I use this expression all the time. Many of you use this expression. You do know that, you know, it's the economy, stupid, was a big phrase for Bill Clinton. That was one of the things that he said a lot about 20 years ago. Now it's coming back to the same thing. It's always about the wallet, because how do you thrive and survive when you have no job and you have no prospect of a job and you're struggling to raise your children, you're concerned, and every corner that you turn, somebody wants more money from you, whether it's taxes, property taxes, or the IRS coming after you, whoever. We know it's tough. We've seen the ugly numbers. And if you don't know the numbers, go to AmericaTonight.net. I wrote a blog on it a couple days ago. You'll see it. And you'll see the crazy underemployed numbers, too. So now this is kind of like one of those things, what goes around comes around. What's old is new. What worked for one party is working for another party. So virtually all the numbers that are out there, it's looking like it's going to be a very bad November for the majority party, which is the Democrats. More voters think the country and the economy are on the wrong track. And we're talking independent voters. And a lot of folks are losing faith in the Democrats' ability to fix this whole thing. So the Republicans are trying to ride this. They're trying to ride this into office. So can they pull off a repeat of 94 when the party won control of both chambers? most projections show the GOP falling just a little bit short of what they need to pick up control of the Senate. It would be 10. The House, a different story, because I think it's between 35 and 40 seats. Now, even some believe a 55-seat pickup is possible. Republicans just need 39 to win control of the House. That's it. 39, and that's it. So what are the odds? Donna Brazile, who is now a talking head on a lot of the political shows, and she worked for the Clinton administration as a Democratic strategic point person, said that you can't believe some of these polls and whatnot that you read, because first of all, especially when you're pointing to the generic polls, because she says they're completely meaningless. You cannot follow those polls. Here's what she said.
We're talking about candidate A versus candidate B. Put a name there. Say it's Donna versus Mary. Who will offer the best policies, pro-growth, pro-jobs policies?
All right, so pro-growth, pro-jobs. That's the focus this week, the entire focus really pretty much of what the president's agenda is and all the discussions that the president is having. Tomorrow's a big one. And here's what the White House spokesperson Robert Gibbs had to say about the economy and the long-term goals and the fact that Congress needs to act.
This is about long-term economic growth. This isn't about the next 60 days or the next 90 days. This is about how do we get our economy fully back on track? How do we get the millions that want to work back to work? We understand what season we've entered in Washington. We know that Congress won't be here for a lot of time. We certainly hope that there are measures, including some of the ones that the president will outline, that Congress will consider.
All right, so like I said, are we seeing this anti-incumbent mood? Because usually the incumbent has such a crazy leg up, it's ridiculous. Like Harry Reid has been the senator of Nevada for 28 years. But the numbers are pretty bleak for the Democrats because of the economy, especially the unemployment rate up to 9.6%. I think it's really even higher than that, but okay, that's the official number. And the president in the middle of this new economic proposals that are specifically aimed at that job growth and expanding the labor pool. But the problem is, where are you getting the money? You're robbing Peter to pay Paul. That's the part of the equation that you don't know. You don't learn until it's too late. And once the corporate loopholes are closed, and the corporations care about the profits, of course, they'll keep the people that they can keep, but then they'll lop off a bunch of people. So you're going to lose jobs. You're going to lose this idea of job creation by working on the infrastructure, on roads, because people in construction need jobs. So you work on roads, you work on the rail system, and you work on a little bit on runways. So one group of people would get jobs and another would lose them. So that's a zero-sum game. And we're talking about a very big number. We're talking about lots of spending. Spending that scares even the Democrats who are running, who can't sell this to their constituents, and they know it because of the money that's already been spent and the perception, if nothing else, over the stimulus and where all the money went. There are some people that did get jobs because of the stimulus, but there were monies that were dumped into things also that didn't amount to a hill of beans for anyone, like the ridiculous amount of money they spent on signs to post them all over the place, say, this is your stimulus at work, which does nobody any good. Okay, oh, there's the stimulus, there's a project. And the idea was to make people think, okay, well, yeah, sure, this, look what they're doing. But the Democrats, some of them anyway, are distancing themselves from this president because of the economy and the spending. And yes, you can look at polls, and like Donna Brazile says, you can twist the generic congressional ballot however you want to. But I say, whosoever poll it is, whether it's the Wall Street Journal or CNN or CBS or whomever, it's not looking good for this group of incumbents. I think a few of them are going to topple. And I can hear that in the people across America who talk on this show, who have been for the past year and a half. So what the scoop is this $50 billion to rebuild and just to go after the Republicans for causing the economic hard times, I don't think it's working. I think it's backfiring on the president. I mean, we'll see. But the Democrats are also not likely to want to boost expenditures and increase the deficits weeks before the elections that are going to determine the control of Congress. I just mentioned how that could flip. And now I think that's what the strategy is. I think the strategy is, okay, go after the Republicans, say they screwed the pooch, and this is why we're in this situation, and keep repeating it. Just keep going after it. And make it about the Republicans blocking everything. So Mitch McConnell, who's the Senate Republican leader, as you know, says that the new plan should be met with skepticism because it's going to raise taxes while people are still looking for the jobs they were promised more than a year ago in the $814 billion economic stimulus package. So saying to, and I've heard this argument, well, if we raise taxes now, see, then that pays for itself, and then it will all be back on an even keel. I think you have to try to stave off raising taxes because people are just broke. They're broken in spirit, and they're broke in the wallet or the pocketbook, and they do not want to pay more taxes. There is no quick fix to the problems. Absolutely not. But you have to stave this off for at least a year or two, I think, before you hit people who are desperate to see things turn around. So where's the job growth? That's what's missing in all of this, the job growth. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, boy, we got to catch up on a whole bunch of things that we want to follow up on, including that crazy fire in Colorado that luckily didn't claim any lives because of the tremendous work by the firemen, but certainly ended up evacuating hundreds and hundreds of homes, and still the embers are burning. Hang with us.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Because I wanted to give you the aftermath of that fire. I know we have people listening to us in Colorado. And the wildfire really got out of control. All it takes is that wind. It's like when we talk about California and the Santa Ana winds. Many of you know Izzy, for example, lived in California. I lived in California. I saw it was crazy what would happen when you had the drought going on or you just had the Santa Ana winds that combination of no rain and that was ridiculous. Colorado faced the same thing. So 92 buildings were destroyed. 3,000 people, when it was all said and done, had to get out of the way of the flames. And the governor said, listen, this area outside of Boulder, there's no question, is a disaster area. Here's Governor Bill Ritter.
Everybody's fully engaged in doing all we can to fight this fire, to protect the public, as I said before, but also to protect the property and the structures.
Yeah, so you know, that's a lot of people to have them gone for a couple of days. But, of course, it's never about the house. It's about the lives, and that's the good news. You're not hearing about people being killed in this fire. You just see that billowing of smoke, the giant cloud, and the roar of the fire. That's what you can hear, that crackling and burning sound. And then when the smoke is, many of you have seen or sadly been in fires, you know, it gets so thick you can't see anything. And what happened was it was a canyon that was like tinder dry outside of Boulder that swallowed up a bunch of homes, and so people packed up everything they could and got out of there. And then the firestorm was so bad, there was actually a couple that they showed on the tube in Colorado that had their bumper just melted right off of their van. That's when you know it is time to leave. Leave the photos, get the dogs, and get out of there. What should we take? Who cares? So state of emergency, because now the fire size, I think when we were first talking about it, we were talking about small acreage, 7,100 acres now, 11 square miles, give or take, right? And they can even see this fire in Wyoming, in parts of Wyoming. That's how awful it's been. And what's happened is, because they're worried about people, since the, you know, might have older people or people they're afraid they might not know enough about the fire. You think they would with the TV, talking about it constantly, the news people out there or radio or whatever. But they're going door to door to search for people because they're afraid they're not getting everybody out. And then looking for, you know, pets or any of that kind of stuff, too. And some of the firefighters themselves actually lost their homes where they burned to the ground. And then you've got these things called bark beetles that have killed about 3 million acres of trees in Colorado and southeastern Wyoming. So the dead trees will be a wildfire threat. In the middle of all of this, that's not good, because you've got these beetles that burrow under the bark and they kill the trees and make that tinder too. And this is 300 firefighters at this point. You've got people from outside of Colorado who are coming in to try to help them control this. So the wind doubled the size, and no end for sure in sight at this point. They're still fighting, like I said, any of those embers and any of the areas where it's bubbling up a little bit more. The idea is to try to contain it as much as possible. Couple of other things that we've talked about that we're going to reach back in and finish up here, and one of them is a follow up to what's happened with this mosque project. And the New York Imam decided to do an op-ed piece and say, because now this has been 3 weeks and going, that their project is not going to be stopped no matter what. Because there's going to be rooms for everybody, for Jewish people, for Christians, and all this other stuff. The Imam, Faisal Abdul Rauf, was away for 2 months speaking about cooperation from people of different religions, kind of a goodwill mission, if you will. And he said that they're going to go ahead with this community center, no matter what. They're going to do it, no matter what people are saying in government from all different levels, although most of the current government is supporting all of it. And he also answered critics like Rick Lazio, who's running for governor of New York, who was calling on an investigation into the funding of the Islamic Center. And he says, the imam said, "I don't underestimate the challenges involved in bringing the work to completion. I know there's going to be interest in our financing, so we'll clearly identify all of our backers." All right, pony them up. I can tell you one of them is George Soros. I mentioned that previously. And what I heard is the opposite, is that this is a $100 million project at least. And there are plenty of people that think it's insensitive or provocative or just plain out flat out stupid to build it so close to the 9/11 attacks, which is my point of view. But from the theory of follow the money. What I've heard is there are people that are shaky on the project now, and if they pull their support, financial support, then the project dies. If the project is funded, which, you know, there might be other people that come into the picture if they think it's going to fall apart and actually put up some money too. So that can change. But right now, it is about that. It is about the money. If they have the money, they're going ahead with it. They got the zoning, whatever. And despite what the protests are. Another thing that's interesting is the president and the mayor, Michael Bloomberg, have said, as you know, that Muslims have a right to build the center. But they're calling for, not the president, but the people in New York are calling for a truce over the center on September 11th. So because they're going to be rallies for, or not rallies, there's going to be a memorial ceremony at the site known as Ground Zero for the 2,752 people that were killed when the planes flew into the Twin Towers 9 years ago. One of the things they do in honoring the people is read every single one of their names. And a lot of times the kids of the people who died will read the names. So there's a call for a truce, a temporary truce on the center, on the building of the center, for it, against it, whatever, when the anniversary hits over the weekend. And I wonder how many people will honor that, or will you have more than ever the conversation continuing on both sides. I think you're going to have more than ever the conversation continuing on both sides. But hey, you know, I could be wrong about this. If you go to americatonight.net, I also did a piece on something that I think is absolutely appalling. And because I have a perspective of somebody who was in New York and who watched the city try to bounce back from just a horrific, shocking, unbelievable, life-altering event, I was stunned when I read this story in Newsweek from a columnist who's leaving Newsweek and going to Time. And you might have seen him on CNN because he also does a show on CNN. And his name is Fareed Zakaria. He did a piece for Newsweek where he tried to convince us, I think, that Al-Qaeda wasn't a threat and America overreacted to the attacks, which I think is an absurdly ridiculous thing to say on his part. He probably said it because he was looking to swizzle stick it, which is what I mean, stir it up as he's leaving and going to Time magazine, because as we clearly know, if you listen to this show at all for even 5 minutes, controversy sells in this world of reality television. So, maybe it did before that, but that's what's going to get you coverage. And it gets coverage for making those comments. But I think he's just so off the mark. And you have to ask yourself, what happened on that awful day was not a TV show. And how close have we come again to another attack? We can blow off the underwear bomber or the nut who tried to take a chunk out of Times Square as fools, pawns, or something else. But what if they hadn't bumbled their attempts at killing innocent people? You cannot have it both ways on this one. You cannot have it both ways. When you take a trip to New York City, you do not see the World Trade Center towers. Many of you never had the opportunity to go up in them, never saw them. You only saw photographs of them. Instead, you see a massive construction site surrounded by boarded walls with a couple of holes so tourists occasionally can look at the cranes pushing the earth around. And it was just 9 years ago when the planes carried out their mission, flying into the buildings and left a hole in many of our hearts. And believe you me, it's something I'll never, ever forget. So Fareed Zakaria is dead, flat out wrong when he says we overreacted to the September 11th attack. You want to throw in your two, you can do it at 800-259-5791.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone our way, but I can see the fire still alight.
All right, time to lighten the load here on America Tonight. Moving away from the mosque controversy and the controversy over the burning of the Quran, because we got more shows. I'm going to be talking about that and more points of view to present to you. More different. I learned English when I was in college. We have some different points of view to talk about as we peruse closer to the weekend and September 11th and some surprise guests for you. I think it's, you heard my two cents about what happened and being there and what I thought of that Newsweek column, and I could lump it into the same thing that I'm talking about with the mosque or the burning of the Quran. But it wasn't about that in sports shorts. It was simply about who's going to be on the Ryder Cup. Tiger Woods is going to be on the Ryder Cup as a captain's pick. He had 71 wins and 14 majors in his career. So 21-year-old Ricky Fowler never won anything at all. He doesn't make the cut. It was an obvious choice. It was for sure that Woods was going to be added. And it didn't look like Fowler was going to be added, but at the last second, he was added, along with Zach Johnson and Stuart Sink, and they're going to try to retain the cup. The Ryder Cup is October 1 through 3 in Wales. The United States won 2 years ago at Valhalla, and they're going to try to win for the first time overseas since 93. It's pretty tough when they play overseas, so a lot's going to ride on Tiger Woods. Here's Corey Pavin on the reason why he picked up Woods.
Working with a new teacher, as Tiger said, it's kind of hard to organize that and go out and play in a tournament. And you can just see the steady progress that he has made from maybe one or two good rounds to three good rounds to, you know, nearly four good rounds in tournaments. And his putter's coming alive. His chipping's always good. So, you know, he's just playing better.
And Tiger Woods himself talked about how exciting it is to play in these Ryder Cup events.
Certainly the atmosphere is great. I mean, it's great fun to play in front of a crowd that are that excited. You know, as a team member of the U.S. squad, obviously you want to play well enough to make the crowd go quiet.
Yeah, because that's what you have to do when you're in foreign territory, when you're in Europe, wherever it is being held. I said it was in Wales, so that you don't want the crowd to get involved in this and get pumped up. By the way, the eight Americans who qualified after the PGA Championship were also Phil Mickelson, Hunter Mahan, Steve Stricker, Jim Furyk, Matt Kuchar, Bubba Watson, Dustin Johnson, and Jeff Overton. And that makes up the U.S. team. Pavin said his hardest choices were the last couple of them. Fowler, by the way, talked about Ricky Fowler. He's the first PGA Tour rookie to make the U.S. team. He has three runner-up finishes and in his 11 months as a pro, and he's the first American captain's pick to have never won. He's a good player, though. He's a gutsy, gutsy player. We move from the Ryder Cup to the who cares. This is a guy that I covered when I was doing sports, Roger Clemens. He finished tied for 18th in his group at the Golf.com World Amateur Handicap Championship. It was in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. There was 3,100 amateurs competing on four different courses. What was really crazy about the Clemens deal is he played his opening round by himself because he flew down from Washington. He had a little court date. He pled not guilty to charges of lying to Congress about whether he used steroids. Remember that? And Clemens is a good golfer. Hey, he's a four handicapper. And he finished 23 shots behind the group winner. And his wife finished tied for fourth in her group, four shots back. Boy, I guess they put the whole craziness of what's happened with Roger and the nonsense with the various women, including Mindy McCreehy and the whole thing with the steroids and whatever, temporarily anyway, behind them. So we move from Roger Clemens and his dalliances to some other things making headlines in the world of sports. And, you know, I mentioned about the U.S. Open and the fact that Venus Williams now is the only American left in our tournament. She's it. Nobody else, because the last American man, Sam Querrey, was knocked out in a gutsy effort. It went five sets, but he was beat by Wawrinka in the end, and he left his guts out on the court. It was sad to see him lose, because that would have been another American that got through, but at least Venus did anyway. In the world of baseball, this is a big deal. Trevor Hoffman added another milestone to his career, 600 saves. How about that? As he closed out Milwaukee's 4-2 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. Matt, you're a big baseball fan like me, and Hoffman is a pretty good closer. You think of the all-time best closers, and Hoffman's had some great years. He's 42 years old, and he is the career saves leader now. He lost his job, actually, as the Brewers closer because he had some brutal outings. But I'll tell you what I remember about him, because I've seen him pitch a bunch, was they play that Hell's Bells by AC/DC when he comes out to the mound. And I just always thought he was one of those gutsy, in-your-face kind of players. I like Hoffman.
Yeah, I do too. And, I mean, his career is at the very end of it right now. I can't even imagine him playing another year since he's got the 600 now and he's not a closer anymore. But in his prime, he definitely was the guy who was feared for sure.
Oh, yeah, 18 years in the game, and he, you know, he certainly has proven himself worthy of the Hall of Fame. He passed Lee Smith as the saves leader when he was pitching way back when for the Padres in 2006, and what an incredible run. I think Matt's right. This was a guy that was really fun to watch pitch, but I think we've seen the end of him. I can't imagine that he's going to come back for another year or be asked to do another year, but he ends up on a certainly, at least with this one, and who knows if he goes beyond that, a pretty historic note to be certain. All right, with football starting, you know, it's all about who's getting what and was there an extension and, you know, Darrell Revis was signed by the Jets, their great all-star corner. And the Jets were worried about that. How much of a difference maker is he? I think huge. They had to have him back. Now you have this new contract for Tom Brady, or at least there might be one. They're getting closer to one. And the contract is probably going to be 3 years, somewhere in the neighborhood of $58 million. They're not done, you know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's, but it's somewhere in that neighborhood. Even Coach Bill Belichick kind of hinted at it when he did his usual news conference thing. And it's funny how Tom Brady, who was the backup guy to Drew Bledsoe, turned out to have such an incredible career with the Patriots, and how steady he was during their Super Bowl runs. So Tom Brady, who won numerous fistful of Super Bowls rings, I think is it'd be tough to pass on him, and he's so consistent year after year after year, and that's what a difference he's made. That's the kind of presence he has, I think, in an offensive position. But, boy, that's a lot of money. Isn't that a lot of money for 3 years? Almost $60 million. But, hey, athletes, I think, are like or should be treated like entertainers. If entertainers get paid premium bucks to perform and people are paying it night in and night out, then why shouldn't the athletes who are the entertainers on the field, why shouldn't they be paid what they're worth? At least the free market value anyway, huh? And this one too, how about Boise State? They moved up with 7 first place votes into the top 25. Is this a team that's a legitimate contender possibly for the national title? Well, those 7 first place votes, they're closing in. Number 1 was Alabama, number 2 Ohio State. So where do the Broncos go? They're 3rd after that huge win over Virginia Tech on Monday night that we talked about. Ooh. Don't forget, Nail the Score coming up on Thursday, 3rd hour.